Photoshop Wednesday number 9. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. If you joined our first live event at techpodcast.com, you'll agree that everyone had a great time. We'll be having more live events soon where we'll be demonstrating websites, software, projects, and all sorts of solutions. GoToMeeting allows us to share our presenter screen seamlessly. You can try GoToMeeting for your own needs free for 30 days. To get this special deal, head to gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. You'll love what you see. Now let's get started with Brushes, a Primer, Part 1. Go ahead and select the Brush tool. That can be found in the toolbox. It's the fourth tool down on the right, or you can hit the B key on your keyboard. You might have to hit Shift B to toggle back and forth between the pencil and the brush tool. By selecting the brush tool, we've basically reached into a toolbox and we now have a brush in our hands, but we know nothing about this brush. So there are a number of settings we'll need to set to get this brush to paint the way we would like. So the different things we have to worry about would be color, size, and options. Now in part one, we're going to focus on brush tips. So up at the top of your screen in your options palette, you have the brush size. So let's go ahead and select the down facing arrow, and now we have a pop-up palette with all the different types of brushes. So let's go ahead and open that palette up a little bit larger. Now you can look at these brushes many different ways. In the upper right hand corner of this palette that just popped up, there's a right facing arrow. Go ahead and select that, and we have the ability to look at this as text only, small thumbnail, large thumbnail. So you have different ways of looking at these preset brush sizes. Let's set this to small thumbnail. Let's take a look at some of these preset brush sizes and adjust their options. Go ahead and select the first 13 brush that's in the top row. This brush is 13 pixels diameter and has a hardness of 100%, which means it has a very harsh edge, though the brush is still anti-aliased. If we click on the second 13 that falls in the second row, you notice that the hardness of this 13 pixel diameter brush is 0%, which means it has a very fuzzy edge. Go ahead and draw on the canvas with both of these brushes and take a good look at how they look different. Now you may want to use the magnifying glass to zoom in a little bit to get a better look at this fuzzy edged brush. So let's say you wanted to draw with a brush that was 29 pixels in diameter. You could do the following things. You could drag the master diameter indicator to 29, you could type 29 in the text entry box, or you could click in the text entry box and use the up or down arrows to move at one pixel increment at a time. Remember, if you hold down the shift key, you can move in 10 pixel increments at a time. You can also use the left and right bracket keys on your keyboard to increase and decrease the diameter of the brush. And of course, the hardness or the fuzziness of the brush can be set the same way. Just add the shift key. So let's say you like this brush that's 29 pixels in diameter with about a 50% hardness. You like this and you want to use this in the future. You can save this brush setting in the brushes panel by using the second button down on the right hand side, which is going to allow you to create a new preset from this button. Go ahead and click on that button and then enter in a name for this new brush. Now let's take this brush adjustment to the next level. Now we have a 29 pixel brush that we like, but we'd like to make it a little bit more elliptical. So with the brush tool selected, go up into the options panel way over on the right hand side, and you can select the brushes tab in the tab well. Click on the brush tip shape component in the left column. Now in the right hand side down near the bottom, again you can change the diameter. You can change the angle or the roundness. Now these can also be changed inside of the small graphic. So we have a bullseye at the top, you have a little black dot. Go ahead, press drag down, and now you have an ellipse. So you've changed the roundedness of this brush. If you move to the arrow that's on the right hand side, press and drag, you can change the angle or the tip shape of this brush. Now of course there's the hardness, which we've talked about, and spacing is how fast it repeats. So if you set the spacing to a very high number, you'll actually get a dotted line. But the best part of this brushes panel is the preview window down at the bottom. As I make changes to the brush tip shape, it feeds back in real time what this brush is going to look like. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.